Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thank you for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. It's Fall Stars weekend at Keeneland, where the Grade 1 Breeders' Futurity for 2-year-olds at a mile and a 16th will be among the offerings later today. Just 1 year ago, Essential Quality used a win in the Breeders' Futurity as a springboard to winning the Breeders' Cup Juvenile and an Eclipse Award. But today, we remember a horse who won both of those races, plus a championship, plus a $1 million bonus. His name was Boston Harbor. Foaled on April 4, 1994 in Kentucky, Boston Harbor was a homebred for the Overbrook farm of William T. Young of Lexington. The colt sire Capote had won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile on the way to being named top 2-year-old of 1986. First Dam Harbor Springs was never a stakes winner, but had shown enough ability to win 7 of her 11 career starts. Both Capote and Harbor Springs have been purchased as yearlings from Keeneland's July sale by Dwayne Lucas. And just as he had trained the colt's mother and father, Lucas would now be called upon to serve as trainer for Boston Harbor. Lucas and Overbrook had already teamed to win the Kentucky Derby in the spring of 1996 with Grindstone. 3 weeks later, on Saturday, May 25th, Boston Harbor broke his maiden on debut with a 5-length romp over the same Churchill Downs racetrack. Speculation immediately began as to whether or not Lucas and Mr. Young had just unveiled the next Derby winner. On June 29th, in his second career start, Boston Harbor again won at Churchill, this time capturing the Grade 3 Bashford Manor by 4 lengths. The time for the 6-furlong distance was 1 minute, 9 and 4/5 seconds, a stakes record. Given that Boston Harbor was now 2-for-2 over the Churchill Downs strip, and given that he had emerged as the early season sensation in the Lucas barn, talk of Kentucky Derby glory began dominating conversations about the colt. But the 1997 Kentucky Derby was still 10 months away, and no one realized that more than Lucas and Young. When interviewed about Boston Harbor, Lucas and Young were not talking Kentucky Derby. They weren't even talking Breeders' Cup Juvenile. Instead, the immediate objective was the Kentucky Thoroughbred Development Fund's $1 million bonus for any Kentucky-bred 2-year-old which could sweep the Commonwealth's 4 premier stakes for juveniles: the Bashford Manor, the Ellis Park Juvenile, the Kentucky Cup Juvenile, and the Breeders' Futurity. Lucas and Young had teamed to win that bonus 4 years earlier in its inaugural offering with the Overbrook homebred Mountain Cat, and they were determined to win it again. Following a brief foray to Saratoga and a 10-length drubbing in the mud in the Grade 3 Sanford Stakes, Boston Harbor returned to Kentucky and cruised by 6 lengths in the Ellis Park Juvenile. Donna Barton rode the colt just as she had done in his debut. And she was aboard again in the Kentucky Cup Juvenile when Boston Harbor drew clear on a wet fast track at Turfway Park by 7 lengths and secured a $250,000 bonus for having won the first 3 legs of the series. And then it was on to Keeneland. The date was October 11th, 1996. The race was the Grade 2 Breeders' Futurity. Jerry Bailey got the assignment to ride. Boston Harbor was the 1-5 favorite, and he went immediately to the front on a speed-favoring track. Turning for home, he briefly surrendered the lead before fighting back to salvage the win. The $1 million Kentucky Thoroughbred Development Fund bonus was his. All that remained was the Breeders' Cup Juvenile at Woodbine. And once again, Boston Harbor would face a stern challenge in the stretch. Tom Durkin with the call.
Boston Harbor, who heads for home with the 3-length lead. But here comes Acceptable, trying to mow him down with the furlong to go. On the inside, it's Cash Deposit. It is Boston Harbor tenaciously trying to fight off Acceptable as they come down to the line. Boston Harbor digs down deep, and yes! He would not be denied a championship.
Boston Harbor, the 2-1 second choice, not only won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, but also finished the season with 6 wins in 7 starts. He additionally set a North American record for a 2-year-old with $1.9 million in earnings. Boston Harbor would make just 1 start as a 3-year-old in 1997 before being retired after fracturing his left foreleg. He stood 4 seasons at Overbrook Farm before being exported to Japan, where he died earlier this year at the age of 27. He sired 20 stakes winners in his career while becoming the broodmare sire of an additional 35 stakes winners. We remember Boston Harbor, winner 25 years ago of the Breeders' Futurity at Keeneland and a $1 million bonus on his way to a 2-year-old championship. Please join me again next week as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.